The mitzvah lechatchila, that the mincha tamar would be brought from Tefuah, which grows close to Yerushalayim. There are two reasons given for this. One reason is that the pasuk says Carmel Takra, the mincha tamar should be brought while it's fresh and soft. And if they bring it from Tefuah, that's rachok from Yerushalayim, it would dry out on the way. And another reason that's given is Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. We don't pass over mitzvahs. As soon as we pass by the Tefuah that is close to Yerushalayim, we should immediately take that Tefuah to be used for the Mincha Toimer. Lo Biker HaKarov LiYerushalayim. But if the Tefuah that is growing near Yerushalayim has not yet ripened in time for the Mincha Toimer that is brought in Tezai and Nisan, Mavirin Oso Mikol Makom. In such a case, we could bring the Tefuah from anywhere that we find Tefuah that has ripened in time for Tezai and Nisan. Ma'ase Shabam Mikinos Tzrifin Ustei Alecha Mibikas Ein Sukkar. There was a ma'ase that happened that they had to bring the Tefuah from Ginas Tzrifin for the Mincha Toimer. And for the Chitim, for the Shtei Alechem, they had to bring it from Bikas, the valley of Ein Sukkar. As in that time, there were Geisos, there were troops around Yerushalayim, they destroyed all the Tefuah that was growing near Yerushalayim, so therefore, they had to be Marchik Leches to go far away from Yerushalayim to find Tefuah for the Minchas Oimer and for the Shtei Alechem. How do they harvest the Sa'ir for the Minchas Oimer? Shluchei Bezdin Yoytim Me'erav Yantav. The shulchan from Bezdin went out to the fields already on Erev Yontif before Pesach, and they tied up the sa'irim into bundles while it was still attached to the ground. They attached the tops of the stalks together into bundles, and that way it will be much easier to harvest the sa'irim on Matzah Yontif Rishon on Tez Zayin Nisan. The chohah yaras hasmuches l'sham, v'skatzus l'sham kidei she'hei niksor be'esakar. All the towns that are near the field in which they're going to harvest the Oimer, the towns that are within Tchun Shabbos, they start going toward the field while still Yontif, in order that when they do harvest the Oimer after Yontif, it'll be harvested with a lot of people there, and a lot of noise will be made. Even Shechashcha, as soon as it gets dark, on Matzah Yontif region of Pesach, Oimer Lehem Bahashemesh. The person who's going to harvest the Oimer said to all the people that were standing there, "Has the sun gone down yet?" Oimrim Hay, they say yes, it's gone down. As he cannot harvest the Sarim until the sun has gone down on Messiah Yantav region, and he can't harvest the Sarim on Yantav. Baha Shemesh Omrim Hay, he repeats himself. And he asks, did the sun go down? And they say yes. Magolzu Omrim Hay. He said to the people standing there, should I harvest the Sarim with this sickle? And they say yes. Magolzu Omrim Hay. Again, he says, should I harvest it with this magol? And they say yes. Kupazu Omrim Hain. Kupazu Omrim Hain. He again asked them twice, should he put the Sarim after he harvested in this basket? And they say yes. Bishabbat Omer Lahem Shabbazu Omrim Hain. Shabbazu Omrim Hain. If Matzah Yontif Rishon of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and as we have said earlier, that the Sarim is harvested even if Tezai and Nisan comes out on Shabbos, then he asked them, should I harvest the Sarim on this day, which is Shabbos? And they say yes. And he asks the question again, and they say yes. Exor behem omer lo ksor. Exor behem omer lo ksor. After he asked the above question, he said, now should I harvest the Sarim? And they say, go ahead, harvest it. He asks the question again, and they say, go ahead and harvest it. Shalos pamim akol davar bedavar behem omer lo hain hain hain. Each one of the above questions is asked three times, and after each question, they say yes. But kol kach lama, why is this whole ceremony done? Mipnei habaytusim shahayu omrim en ksira to omer v'mitzoy yantiv. Because of the baytusim. The tzdukim and the baytusim were machish Torah Shabbat Peh. They did not believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh and the Kabbalah that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. They only went after the Torah Shabbat. And they said that the ksira to omer is not done on mitzoy yantiv region of Pesach. Instead it's done mimachrat haShabbos, means on Sunday. It's always done on Sunday. While we have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu Messina, that Mimachras HaShabbat means the day after the first day of Pesach, Tez Zayin Nisan. So therefore, we harvest the Sa'arin in front of a lot of people and make a big ceremony out of it in order to show that we don't follow the Stukim and we do not accept their faulty logic. Now the reason why it's harvested right away on Motzai Yantiv is because the Pasuk says, Mehachel chermish bekama tachel lispo. When we start harvesting the Sarim for the Minchas Oimer, that's when we start counting the Oimer. And the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbatos Tmimos Tiyan. And when we count the Omer, it should be Tmimos. And the way we do it Tmimos is by counting right away at night. That way, it's Sheva Shabbatos Tmimos. And we can only start counting after the harvesting of the Omer. So therefore, we harvest the Omer right away, and we tell Yashiv, then we start counting the Omer, and that way, we have Sheva Shabbatos Tmimos.